This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Spurgeon once warned, "Error oft rides to its deadly work on the back of truth." As you read Jude, you will see how this, in fact, happens within a church. You will also see how it is to be handled. Jude, in verse 4, warns against the ungodly who change the grace of God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Then he describes their ultimate doom. He does this by using various illustrations from the Old Testament where judgment fell on the ungodly. Then he points out the apostles warned them that this would happen. True Christians who are sanctified, that is, surrendered to God, are to be careful that they do not get led astray from the faith life they entered. Instead, he told them to build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Once established in the faith, they're to reach out to those outside the faith, desiring to snatch them from judgment. As they engage in this rescuing effort, they're to watch that they do not get enticed into compromising their own lives. God promises to keep them from stumbling in this venture for Him and assures them that they will reach their final destiny with joy. Isn't that good reason to take a moment today, Thanksgiving Day, to thank God for all He has done and promises to do as we live for Him and serve Him? He delights in our thanksgiving, and a grateful heart strengthens you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.